The Trump administration has approved the largest single package of weapons sales to Taiwan in U.S. history. Many of the systems mirror those the U.S. has supplied to Ukraine. The move is part of a broader U.S. effort to help Taiwan, like Ukraine, deter and, if necessary, defend itself against a far larger neighbor. Beijing has responded angrily. Nick Schifrin reports.
In Taiwan, the military prepares for war with American artillery designed to sink Chinese invaders. It's the very same weapon the U.S. provided Ukraine to target Russian invaders. Taiwan is ordering $4 billion worth of this mobile artillery system, HIMARS. Armata! And $4 billion worth of self-propelled artillery, also widespread in Ukraine. Today's package also includes $1 billion worth of autonomous drones made by U.S. manufacturer Anduril. For years, the U.S. has urged Taiwan to focus less on big, expensive weapon systems that are unlikely to survive a Chinese invasion, and instead fight like Ukraine. Ukrainian soldiers used less expensive mobile weapons like the Javelin to disable Russian tanks. After years of debate, Taiwan has embraced the same weapons and idea of fighting like a porcupine, making itself impossible or fatal to swallow, including with the Javelin, $375 million worth included in today's package.
I think the Russia-Ukraine war is a wake-up call for Taiwan. Like Ukraine, we have a powerful adversary nearby. That's why we need more asymmetric weapons to strengthen both our defense and ground forces and counter a powerful air force such as China.
China's People's Liberation Army, or PLA, has launched one of the fastest military modernizations in world history. The U.S. says the buildup is custom designed to prevent U.S. forces to come to Taiwan's rescue, as demonstrated in these propaganda videos, and to be able to invade Taiwan by 2027. Today's package of weapons designed to stop this from happening.
These are weapons that will really prevent the PLA, or maybe even prevent Xi Jinping from making a decision to send the PLA across the strait, because they will impose very high costs on an invading PLA.
Bonnie Glaser is the Indo-Pacific Program Managing Director of the German Marshall Fund.
It's a great honor to be with a friend of mine.
Glaser says there was no guarantee President Trump would send Taiwan weapons when he's made clear he wants a deal with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. But the new national security strategy declares deterring a conflict over Taiwan, ideally by preserving military overmatch, is a priority.
Many people have suggested that President Trump is softening his language toward China, that he may be willing to use Taiwan as a bargaining chip, and that he doesn't really care very much about Taiwan's security. But I think that this language tells us otherwise. He is not pursuing a more isolationist strategy or pulling back from our commitment to Taiwan.
Which is exactly what angered Beijing today, calling the weapons announcement a violation of diplomatic agreements and an attack on Chinese sovereignty and security.
The U.S. side is already covering itself from the fire it's ignited. The Taiwan question is China's core interest and the first impassable red line in Sino-U.S. relations. No one should underestimate the firm will and strong capability of the Chinese government and people to defend its national sovereignty and territorial integrity.
This is a bit of a warning message. However, it is only rhetoric. And this is the third arms sale that has taken place since the two leaders met. And China's reaction has been limited to tough rhetoric.
But the new head of Taiwan's opposition party, Cheng Li-won, is worried about Chinese rhetoric and argues Taiwan should limit its defense spending and says more weapons could provoke the very war they're designed to avoid. She also recently told Deutsche Welle NATO was to blame for the war in Ukraine.
Putin is a president elected through democratic votes. You can't label him a dictator. Pinning that label on him is unreasonable and unfair.
But the Taiwanese government, with the help of the Trump administration, is trying to arm itself to avoid the war the Ukraine has had to fight. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.